So if you take, again, a couple of breaths, and if you want, you can close your eyes and take your awareness from the external input more onto the internal space. And just enjoy the simplicity of sitting here and breathing. Most probably we all have a certain complexity in our life. And it's beautiful to be immersed in complexity. It's equally beautiful to just enjoy the simplicity of sitting, breathing, and listening. So I'm sitting, I can feel my body. I'm breathing, I feel movement, one of the most fundamental pulsing or rhythms in my life is my breath. There's a rhythm that walks with me wherever I walk. And I'm listening. My body, my breath, and awareness. Beautiful simplicity of sitting. And I might feel that the more I turn my awareness inside, I can already feel how open my body is, how tense my body is. I can feel how much I sit in my body. Like, am I really sitting where I'm sitting? Or I'm floating around in my body? Maybe I don't even have a clear perception of my body. We might assume that many people that are in a body feel their body, but that's not always so. So take a few moments to listen and feel the finer, more subtle sensations in my body as I deepen my awareness. It's like the higher resolution that I spoke of. And then I will see that actually I have at least two different channels in the way I experience my body. I can sense and feel, for example, my legs and my feet. But I can also look into the way my feet touch the ground. So there's a visual exploration. I have kind of an inner x-ray or camera. Maybe at the beginning that's a bit blurry, or I have not so much access to that at all. But for some people that's fairly easy, or even trained. For other people at the beginning is, what should I see in my body? But let's, for the experiment, try to look into our body. That there's a kind of a visual impression, even if it's very blurry or foggy. I look into my body and I sense into my body. And I let those two channels of perception, two channels of information, meet in my feet. I look into my feet and I sense into my feet. And I keep my concentration there. I keep breathing, looking, sensing. And I'm still looking and sensing to my feet. For some people, it's easy to keep their concentration kind of in one point, two points, my feet. For others, the mind comes quickly in as a distraction. And let's see, when thoughts arise, it's great. We return to the feet. And then, after staying in my feet, I can sense and look through my body and see what are the places that are more accessible, what are the places that are less accessible, that I hardly feel, what are maybe places that don't appear, I cannot access them. Or there may be the stress or tension patterns in my body. And then we take again the, as we did it also last time, we take the emotional landscape in addition. If we look into our emotional landscape, see if it's also breathing, emotions are moving. The nature of emotions is like waves on the ocean. They come, they have a peak, and then they leave. Yes, my breath has a rhythm as well in my emotional world. And I can feel I'm holding my emotional experience right now. It's relaxed, open, perceptive, responsive, available. Kind of the relational dimension to ourselves and life. And then again, we add our awareness of our mental process. As we said last time, my mind is, of course, mental activity, but also my mind has an overall feel to it. Either it's an open, pulsing, creative space, or it's a more tense, tight, circular thought process and everything in between. And I just get a sense, I can feel my mind. Of course, I can feel the activity, but also the quality. And then I can also have a look how, if I say, okay, I can, through intention, connect to any part of my, to every part of my self. So I set the intention that I want to feel kind of my short-term storage. So when I'm very busy, I put in lots of small data packages. And I slowly fill my short-term storage. Often when I might come home or have a moment in the car, like through the daydreaming, I start to process lots of stored information. And let's feel the current kind of availability or usage of our short-term storage. Maybe I will feel that it's pretty full, that I have many plates spinning in my life. I have lots of information to handle, complexity. And then I feel my storage maybe 80% full, 90% full. Maybe sometimes when we had a more easy time and the nervous system could process that storage busyness, maybe it's just 30% full. Quite free, available. A much bigger range to digest or hold information. So do you feel that you're currently reaching your limits and you're kind of just shifting data from one storage to another in order to free a little space? But when you feel it, you feel it's a pressure. It's a tension. Well, the storage is very open. It kind of feels like an open, pulsing space. Fresh oxygen. So what that means is that we can literally feel in ourselves kind of this shorter term storage capacity that we need available, especially in complex jobs, lives, as a trained muscle, but also that we have enough space to detox, to let that storage channel the stored information back into our awareness in order to process it. And then, of course, we have the dimension of space, the dimension of listening, presence, stillness, timelessness. Let's stay with our awareness for some moments in and as space, as listening, as timelessness. And just let everything arise that arises. Listen to the space. And then before we come back, to reflect a bit on movement in your life. Last time we looked at structure, how I love to be grounded, how I love to create structures around us that are dynamic, changeable, able to be updated, but also stable. Like the pipe system that channels the energy. And today we're looking at the water, the energy, potential, innovation, future, life energy as movement. How much is my life in a flow, in a movement? Where do I hold movement? I can feel the places as tension in my body. Where is emptiness in my body? I can feel it as tension or emptiness in my emotions, my mind, my social structures. And in relation to my own future updates, innovation, becoming. Last time we said the base and belonging, deeply related. Today we say potential and becoming. What am I growing into? Do I have a perspective in my life, a vision? Does my life move? Am I willing to change? When I think of change, does it scare me and I feel that I hold the fear of change and contract? Movement. My life is a constant movement. The world is a constant movement. The universe constantly moving. And movement. Perception is movement. When I look at you, one movement looks at another movement. Relation is the capacity to tune in to the relativity of movement, to host different forms of movement. And then slowly let's take a deeper breath. Or multiple deeper breaths. Feel the body. Feel the sitting, the grounding, the feet on the ground. And slowly come back.